Hello and welcome to the Lisper Podcast. Once again, I am your host, Tyrone. I got sad news. I got real sad news. Me and the co-host got into a fight last night, like a real bad fight. So he will not be here today. Now, he will return for future episodes because he ain't fired. But today, the co-host ain't here. Starscream is here. Starscream ain't saying shit. Starscream just look into the camera, wave. And go the fuck back. Don't say shit, because I know you're still on your Megatron shit. And I ain't trying to hear it today. But Starscream is here, you know, but the co-host is not. So I'm going to have to do this episode without him. But don't worry, don't worry. Even though the co-host does add a lot to the episode, you know what I'm saying? I do have the ability to do it without him being here, you know what I'm saying? I do have the ability to talk and do the shit that I do without the inhibitions that the co-host provides me. But I do kind of like miss him because I was about to sip this glass and ain't shit in it. Still smell a little. Maybe if I lick the sides. There was some, yeah, you know, that worked. There was some co-host residue in here. And it was delicious. Okay. Should I go to the store? No. Don't worry about it. Me and the co-host, we had a fight last night, and I got to get over it. I got to get over it. So he's suspended for the day, but I'm still here. And before I start, I want to show y'all my new shirt. Look at that. Y'all can guess who this is. Don't have to guess. Look, it says it on the shirt. Bigger Cook. Y'all know it. The Lyrical Wolf. Y'all know the name. Hello. See the chain say hello. It say hello in the chamber. Look. I didn't even notice how banging this was. Look at the eyes. It's a wolf in them glasses. The leader of the wolf pack. Oh, hello. You see it? The wolves is in the shades, bro. This is next level shit. Okay? So shout out to Bigger Cook. When the price go up, just know I'm part of the wolf pack. Exclusive shirt. This shirt's exclusive. You can't get this shirt, but you can get some other shit. Because Lovely Customs made this, and she'll make you some shit, too. She made me a shirt. You know what I'm saying? So look for Bigger Cook. Lyrical Wolf, the leader of the wolves on TikTok. Lyrical Wolf, Bigger Cook on Instagram. Look for Lovely Customs on TikTok. Type in Lovely Customs and get you a shirt. Man, you ain't getting this shirt. You know what I'm saying? That's only for me. But you can get it. You can get something else. Something else that you like. Something made for you. And just hook them up. And for the people that's on the audio, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you can't see this. But you can, if you was on the video, you could see this shit. But whatever. Doesn't matter. I digress on that. No, I don't. Look at the shirt again. One more time. Look at this shit. Ah, you see it? You jealous. You hate it. I don't care. Give a fuck. But anyway, today's episode is called Incredible. It's called Incredible because it's all about me. I mean, I'm incredible. No. It's about eggs. The Incredible Edible Egg. I don't even like eggs. It ain't about that neither. It's about the Incredible Hulk. That's right. I'm going to do an episode on the Incredible Hulk. That's right. But before I go, I got to premise this by saying, I don't read fucking comic books. I didn't even like them as a kid. I mean, not that I didn't like them. I enjoyed seeing them whenever people had them. I would pick them up at times, go through the pictures, look at the pictures, whatever. But I was more visual. I was more like Spider-Man cartoon. Hulk cartoon, you know what I'm saying? Or like whatever I learned in the movies or the Hulk TV show. I like watching all of that shit. But as far as the actual reading of the comic books, I never got into that. I got a whole comic book collection at my mom's house that I probably never even read any of them. They just was comic books that I acquired that I just like didn't read. So even though I have comic books, and even though I know about comic books, even though I make TikToks about comics, I talk to you about comics. I got Lionel over here, and I got what's his name, Thanos, and Adam Warlock up there in the pictures. I know about the comics. I just don't really read them. So this is about the Incredible Hulk that I know. Not the Incredible Hulk that y'all gonna tell me. I know that they're like the Maestro Hulk. I heard of him. I heard of the Grey Hulk. I heard of Mr. Fix-It. I've heard of the Smart Hulk, World War Hulk. I know about all the Hulk little stories and shit. But I'm not here to talk about those motherfuckers because I'm going to say some wrong shit. Okay? If you ask me to talk about the Hulk from the comics, I might say some wrong shit. because I don't know the shit from the comic books. I only know what I know from TV, movies, cartoons, okay? I know Hawks, the Smash cartoon. I know the Red Hawk is General Ross. I know that. I know the Red Hawk is General Ross. You know what I'm saying? I know the Hawk had a son, Scar. I know about Scar and shit. I know things from the cartoons and the comic books and my just lifestyle, but I'm just saying, if I say something that ain't comic book accurate, it's the fuck is what it's the fuck is, okay? But let me start by saying this. I used to watch the Hulk cartoon when I was a kid. It's a cartoon, you used to go, Hulk, Incredible Hulk, Hulk, Incredible Hulk. I don't know if y'all old enough to remember that cartoon, but I watched that cartoon. And I liked it. I enjoyed it. I specifically remember one episode where the Hulk got shrunk. He got shrunk down. He was like a mini little tiny Hulk. And he got into a fight with like a, one of them lizards, them black and white lizards. I don't know what they call. Anacondas? No, anacondas is a snake. It's a black and white lizard. It's a very deadly lizard or dragon, something like that. But it was a lizard. But Hulk got into a fight with that big lizard. And he was little Hulk. And he still had to fuck that lizard up. But the lizard was real big. I just remember that specific episode for some reason. I don't know why that's the episode that popped in my head. But I used to watch that cartoon. And the thing is, I did not like that Hulk in that cartoon. He looked ugly. Like, his eyes was weird looking. He looked crazy to me. And I was just like, damn, I didn't really like that Hulk. And then the other thing I didn't like about Hulk was like, why he got purple shorts? Like, why his pants was purple? I ain't never understood that. I was like, yo, no man. I don't care if it's David Banner, Bruce Banner, whatever kind of Banner you want to call him. I don't care if he's gay or straight. I don't care if he's whatever he is. Ain't no man walking around with no motherfucking purple jeans on. Plus, if you notice, right? They kind of fucked up back in the day in the cartoons. I'm telling you why. Because I noticed a couple of times that Bruce Banner would be wearing blue jeans. And then he turned into the Hulk and the jeans turned purple. So is that the green from the Hulk leaking out into the blue from the jeans and making them purple? Is that what it is? Is the gamma making the jeans turn purple? Oh, wow. See, y'all never thought about that. Y'all never thought about that, but I did. I just peeped it. So the green mixes with the blue. Does green and blue make purple? Give me some crayons. Somebody give me some crayons. Freddy Krueger, you got some crayons? Freddy. Oh, shit. You're making a mess over there, Freddy. Where's the crayons? You got crayons?
Come to Freddy.
I need crayons, Fred.
To my nightmare.
Go away. Go away. Shut up. You ain't no fucking help. I don't know if blue and green make purple. But if it did, wouldn't that be the connection there? Wouldn't that be why the Hulk shorts is purple? Hey, yo, look into that. Somebody look into that. Check it out. I might do it later because I don't have crayons here because I ain't a kid. But green and blue might make purple. And that's why his shorts might be purple. Another thing, right? You ain't ever think, like, maybe the Hulk might get too hawked up and rip them motherfucking shorts. You see a little Hulk dick? I always thought about that, too. Like, what if one day them shorts rip a little high? You know what I'm saying? Hulk balls fall out the bottom of them bitches. Do Hulk even got balls? Because I heard when you lift a lot of weights, right? I heard when you lift a lot of weights and you be bulky and you get muscular, I heard your balls shrink up. So when Hulk get all husky, does his balls go like real tiny? So they really wouldn't bust out the shorts? He get like small little tiny kibbles and bits? I don't know, man. So I'm talking too much about Hulk dick. maybe not, but that was the Hulk that I remember. That was the cartoon that I remember. And then I used to watch the TV show, the Hulk TV show with David Banner. His name was David Banner, and his name was Bruce Banner in the comics, and David Banner on the Hulk TV show. And you want to know this? You want to know the true story? I found this out. And don't try to correct me because I'm not wrong. I found this out for a fact that the studio changed his name from Bruce Banner to David Banner for the TV show because they thought Bruce was, get this, a gay name. I'm serious. I lied to you not. They thought Bruce was too feminine of a name for somebody who was going to become the Hulk. So they changed his name from Bruce Banner for the show to David because they thought David was more masculine. And I thought that was funny because the whole point of him being Banner was that Banner was a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Banner was kind of like bitchy. And see, that's why I said certain powers you can't give a motherfucker like me. That's why if you go back to my villain episode, I said that I would be a fucking villain. Because how you can hawk up? How you the hawk and you walking around still bitching? That show was the funniest shit to me ever, that Bruce Banner, David, I mean, was walking around bitching. I seen an episode of that show with these motherfuckers, three dudes came, beat him the fuck up, and threw him into a deep freezer and closed the door on his ass. And I'm like, you didn't hawk up. He didn't hawk up till he got in that fucking deep freezer. And them dudes was beating him up, pushing him pussy. Well, they ain't say pussy, but you know what I'm saying? They said pussy, but I was saying pussy. You know what I mean? Like, you know how they make it, you know, they bitched him up on the movie, but they couldn't, on the show, but they couldn't really say the words because it was a TV show, so they couldn't say it, but you know, they was basically like, pussy, you know what I mean? They bitched him up, and he bitched up, and he was like, get off of me! You guys, please stop it! Please stop it! And I would have just told them motherfuckers. I'd have been like, yo, listen, push me again, I'm gonna fuck you up. Ain't no doubt about it. I'm gonna turn green, I'm gonna beat your ass. Like, I didn't understand why he was just bitching up. You the hawk, motherfucker. I wouldn't even be bitching up. I'd be starting shit. I wouldn't even have to wait. I would be starting shit. I would go to somebody and slap the shit out of them. Like, nobody wouldn't be able to tell me nothing because I know I'm the hawk. I'll beat your ass, bro. He was over there bitching, getting thrown in deep freezing and shit, letting motherfuckers slap him, turning the other cheek. David Banner, who could hawk up, was turning the other cheek on motherfuckers. And I was just like, what the fuck is going on with this? And then Lou Ferrigno busts out the fucking deep freezer. And you know what? The funny thing is, Lou Ferrigno wasn't that big. like, you know what I mean? It didn't even work. But because they didn't have CGI back then, you had to use, like, the natural fucking, you know, like, the natural shit. It wasn't, like, a lot of CGI back then, so you had to use a real character. But Lou Ferrigno wasn't Hulk size. He was like Hulk Hogan size, you know what I mean? Like a wrestler, but he wasn't Hulk size, but it worked though. He was green, he was ugly, he was bigger than the motherfuckers that was beating Bruce David Banner ass up. So it worked, even though it was corny as fuck. It was corny as fuck, but it worked. And I also liked how they used to like zoom in on Bill Bixby's eyes. Bill Bixby was the dude that played Bruce Banner that turned to the Hulk. Yeah, I think y'all might have knew that. But anyway, they zoomed in on Bill Bixby's eyes and his shit used to be like, he used to just get beady-eyed. Like this. And the shit used to go like, and then you just see his pants start ripping. You see his shoes pop off. And then you see the rips come up, blah, blah, blah. And he turned to the Hulk. And then he fucked some shit up and he saved some people, but now he got to leave that town. He got to leave that town because he done hawked up in that town and a couple of people done saw him hawk up and now everybody's scared of him. Now, I would be like this. If that was me, right, and I was in a town and I had to hawk up and I fucked some people up in the town, but the people who I fucked up in the town was bad people and I saved the fucking town, me, Betty, and what's the guy named? Billy? I don't know the Hulk's little young boyfriend. What's his name? Was Billy. I know he had Betty. I know it was him, David, Betty, and the boy. His homie, Billy, or whatever his homie was. I don't know if I got the name right, but I'm going to just for my podcast and my sake, the motherfucker's name is Billy. He became A-Train or something like that. Either way, his name is Billy, right? For me, I'm calling him Billy. I can't remember his real name, but it's Billy, Betty, and me and the Hawk. And if I was the Hawk up in the town and I fucked up some people and made them save the town, me, Billy, and Betty would become fucking Jay-Z, Kanye, and Rihanna. Because we'd be like, who's going to run this town tonight? Because it would definitely be me. I'd be like, I'll be running the town. You can't tell me nothing. Me, Betty, and Billy would be in the mayor's office with our feet up on that motherfucker's desk. We own this now. It's my shit. What you say? What you say, man? What? Oh. Yeah, that's what the fuck I thought. Calm that shit down. You know what I mean? I'd be like Rick James, and girls would come in, and Billy would be right there, and I'd be like, bitches, show them your titties. You know what I mean? Show them your titties. I would be, dude. Dude, it would be my town. I don't understand. That's why I said I would be a villain, because if I was the Hulk, bro, nobody can tell me nothing. The only problem I would have with being a Hulk, literally, is that I would have to probably move a lot. Not out of the towns, but like out of my houses and shit. DHS would be involved a lot of times because sometimes them kids, them kids say some shit or do some shit, and I'd just be afraid that I might hawk up on their asses real quick. I ain't gonna hurt the kids, because Hawk didn't hurt the kids. That was another thing funny about that show. Hawk didn't hurt no women, no kids. Every time he saw the woman, he'd just pick her up, carry her somewhere, set her down gently and shit. Never fucked her, though. I don't think David was dedicated to Betty. That's the only pussy he ever got. I ain't never seen him fuck nobody else. And there was some bad bitches. And Betty wasn't around in that show. Betty might have been in 2 episodes. I don't even remember really seeing Betty in that show. And Hawk was always saving a bad bitch. And Hawk wasn't Bruce. I wonder why Hawk ain't never tried to get his fuck on. That's weird, too. Like, Hawk never... He used to always grab the bad bitches and carry them somewhere and lay them down on a couch or something. And give them a little kiss on the forehead and leave. And I'm like, if I'm Hawk, I'm like, Hawk dick. You know what I mean? Like, Hawk fuck. Oh, you know what I'm saying? But he might have killed the bitch. We don't even know. Hawk might have... That Hawk dick might kill you. So... Maybe it was better that Hawk didn't try to get in the ass. You know what I mean? Maybe it was better, but I don't know. But see, I still would be trying. If I was Hawk, I'd be like, bitch, I just saved you. I don't get a dick sucked. Nothing. Nothing. Not even a Hawk hand job. You know what I mean? So I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, that's what would happen. Hawk, so Hawk didn't fuck no woman, no kids. So I don't think I'd fuck the kids up. But I know for sure I would fuck the house up. I know for sure I'd be like, Angel, you didn't wash the dishes? Roar! And the whole cabinets be off the wall on the floor. I would fuck everything up. I know I would. That's what I'm saying. That's the only problem I would have being a hawk, is that I would hawk up all day, every day. I'd just be hawking up for nothing, man. I wouldn't even be able to go to work no regular job. I don't even know how superheroes got to work jobs anyway. Because if I'm a superhero, I'm not working, bro. Like, if I could literally get away with robbing a bank, I'm going to rob that motherfucker. Like, I'm not working. Like, why you got a job? But I'm just saying, I wouldn't even be able to go to work. Imagine me being in construction, going to work, and seeing in the toilet paper is not in the porta john, and the nigga got shit. And the porta potty don't have no toilet paper. No! The Hawk going to be green, and then I'm going to fuck up that porta john, and I'm going to be blue and brown with shit on me. And if anybody laughs, they're going to get fucked up, too. Like, don't laugh. Don't say I stink. Don't do nothing. I come out the porta potty all blue and shittied up. You better not say shit. You better not do nothing. I'm going to sit right next to you stinking. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, my Hawk life would be fucked up, dude. I wouldn't be able to go to work. I wouldn't be able to crack on no bitches. You're like, what's up? Can I get your number? No, you ugly. What, bitch? What? Oh. I ain't going to hurt her, though. I'm going to just pick her up. Carry her somewhere she don't want to be. I would just jump with the bitch. Because Hawk can jump like almost like flying. So I just grab a bitch up and jump to Miami. And put her on to Miami. Then you want to go to Miami, bitch? And just drop her off Miami Beach and jump back. Leave her ass there. I would do some shit like that. I ain't going to hurt her, but I'd do some shit like that. Now, I wouldn't even take her to Miami Beach. I'd drop that bitch off in like Kentucky or something. Montana. Like on a mountain. drop her ass off on a mountain in Montana. Or I drop her off in Utah. I heard they do some freaky shit in Utah to the bitches. I drop her off in Utah in one of those little colonies they got for the, what's those people? Those people that, you know those people, those cult people that be stemming from Utah. Drop her off right in the middle of their little plantation thing. I said plantation. Whatever the fuck it's called. I'll drop her right in the middle of that shit. Ha ha. Hawk, leave, bitch. You know what I mean? Be back before you know it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I'm a villain, though. But Hawk is my man's in them. I like Hawk. I used to like that Bill Bixby fucking Lou Ferrigno show. I used to like the Hawk cartoon. I didn't get into the new Hawk cartoons. It was Hawk like Agent of Smash. And Hawk was talking and wearing pants, whole pants, Hawk pants. I ain't get into that show too much. But I know about it. I've seen it on TV. But I ain't really watch it too much. And then let's go into the Hawk movies, okay? So the first Hawk movie I think I saw was that Hawk movie with Eric Bana. And they had the Hawk dogs and it was like crazy shit. That movie, I don't even remember it because it was so bad. It was just called Hawk and it was so bad. It was so bad. I was like, they got Hawk dogs. He didn't even look good. He looked kind of weird. Like the green was the wrong green. He looked kind of like, I don't know. And then Eric Bana was a sexy Dr. Banner. And Dr. Banner ain't sexy. You know what I mean? Dr. Banner always looked fucked up. And the older Dr. Banner, like in the older shows and the older cartoons, he looked like a crackhead. Every time he turned to Bruce, Bruce looked like he was on crack. Like he was strung. My man was strung the fuck out. Bruce used to look strung the fuck out. So I was like, this ain't right. And then they had the Hawk Dogs. But I did like the concept of the fact, like, of his dad. And his dad basically, like, trying to make him into a Hulk, trying to make a superhero shit. I did kind of like that concept a little bit of his dad being, like, the villain of the movie or whatever. But that movie stank. I mean, stank. I mean, I didn't like it at all. And then they did The Incredible Hulk. And the thing is, The Incredible Hulk is, like, the first movie in the MCU. That is an MCU film. I've been told it was an MCU film. It's connected to the MCU's. Iron Man is in it at the end of that movie. You know, Tony Stark's Iron Man from the MCU is in that movie at the end in the cutscene. So it's actually an MCU film, but they just kind of, like, I guess they kind of, like, stepped it off to the side, and everybody's like, oh, they didn't want that movie to be recognized as part of the MCU films because it was so bad. But Thor Dark World was so bad. The first Thor actually wasn't even that good of a film. Okay, there's some bad movies in the MCU. Iron Man 3, huh? What the fuck was that? You know what I'm saying? So there's some bad movies in the MCU, so I don't think they kind of like brushed that movie or put it on the back burner because it was so bad. They do incorporate it. I bought the MCU box, phase one box with all the movies in there. Incredible Hulk was in that motherfucking box. So they do incorporate it. But I think that the reason why they kind of like brush it is because it's Edward Norton, and it's not Mr. Ruffalo. It's Edward Norton. And because they had to change from Edward Norton to Mr. Ruffalo, they want people to just recognize Mr. Ruffalo and not Edward Norton. So they take it out. But it wasn't a bad film. It wasn't a bad film. Could it have been better? Yeah. Could the Hulk have been a little? But it could have been better, but it wasn't bad. Hulk was vicious. It was like real Hulk film. It was like Bruce Banner was really trying not to be Hulk, but then they turned to Hulk. Abomination was there, and Abomination was there. They stayed true to the story, I think. I think it was kind of almost comic book accurate, you know? And Hulk was vicious in that movie. And that last fight with him in Abomination was some of the best Hulk work I ever seen in the film. That last fight with him in Abomination, when Hulk fucking ripped the car in half and put them bitches on, like, but put the two halves of the car on, like boxing gloves, and fucking tore Abomination up. Boop, bop, boopity, bop, bop, boop, bop. He looked like me, like how I was going to be in the ring if that nigga would have showed up. That motherfucker wouldn't have fucking missed weight. I would have been in there with the boxing gloves on. Bang, bang, bang. I would have gave him the two-piece. I got a fight coming up in January. This motherfucker testing me. I gave him till January because he's been going through something. But in January, y'all going to see me. I'm going to knock a motherfucker out. I'm going to film it. It might be right in this room. But you'll see. That's coming soon. But anyway. Yeah, so that was a good Hulk. That was a good. I like that movie. I thought it was pretty decent. But you know, and it also did go right into the MCU, because at the end of that film, he was sitting there meditating, and he figured out how to turn himself to the Hulk without even being aggressive. He was sitting there meditating, and his eyes turned green. He was like, bing! And he was about to turn into the Hulk, and he smiled like, I got control of this shit now, y'all. I can control myself now. And that shit was cool. That shit was real cool. So I kind of appreciated that Hulk movie. I know it was part of the MCU. I know they tried to like put it out the MCU, but it ain't a bad film. It ain't great. It ain't what we want to see from the Hulk, but it ain't a bad film. So now let's go into the MCU, which starts with the Avengers. And I like the way they incorporated Hulk into the Avengers. I like the way, like, they knew about him. Everybody knew about him. They already found about him. We knew about the Hulk. And they was leaving him alone. Because my man was over there in whatever land he was over there in, just chilling. You know what I mean? Just chilling. Just like, you know, healing people up and all that. And they used the Black Widow to go get him. I like that, because I'm like, David Banner ain't fucking, you know what I mean? Betty, he ain't with Betty, so he out there just not getting no ass, you know what I'm saying? So why not send a sexy lady over there to go, like, convince him to come on and join the team, you know what I'm saying? You know he horny. They knew my man was horny as fuck, you know what I'm saying? They knew he was horny, but then we don't know for sure, though. He might have been, Bruce might have been getting some pussy over there. I mean, he might have been, we don't know, like, because them people was kind of poor. It didn't look like they could pay for the doctor services, so some of the moms was probably like, my baby is sick, I'll do anything, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So Bruce might have been over there tearing something up. We don't know. We ain't see that. And he is a man. Don't be nasty. He's a man. Don't get mad at me. He's a man. Men have needs. Men fuck. Like, I don't. But regular men, normal men do. You know what I'm saying? They do. They like it. They enjoy sex. You know what I mean? They deal with the bitches. The women. You know, I'm going to say women. Hello? Y'all know I say bitch. I'm endearing them. I'm not cancel culture, please. Can y'all stop? Like, bitch don't mean bitch. Like, I don't say you fucking bitch. Like, I hate you, bitch. It's like, it's just bitch. It's just a common word that just comes out in Philly. Yeah, slang, man. Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you. All right, bye. So, like I said, he likes the bitches. Cancel culture said I could say it. So, y'all shut the fuck up. And so, we roll with that, right? So, we don't know if he was fucking there. But anyway, still, I would have thought the same thing. Let's send the baddest bitch there. Because if Tony Stark would have showed up, Tony Stark would have been a dickhead. Tony would have been like, well, fuck it. And Bruce, he might have got him hawked up. You know, we never know. Tony wouldn't have been able to do it. Captain America might have been a good choice. Captain America might have been a good choice of a person to send to go get the Hulk. He might have been like, hey, Bruce, you know, I'm Captain America. You know, I was frozen and I got out the frozen and I helped the people and I'm a good Samaritan and we need help. You know, something's coming. I mean, Thor would not have been a good choice. That motherfucker hated Thor. He hates Thor. Like, him and Thor is not friends at all. That motherfucker didn't like Thor. But anyway, so yeah, I mean, out of the choices that they had, the people to go see him, it had to be a Black Widow. Could Nick Fury couldn't have went, right? He was black, right? I'm not saying that Bruce Banner's racist. I'm just saying, like, a nigga with a gun is scary. I'm just saying. Nick Fury walk up with a gun on his hip. He's black. Bruce don't fuck with black folks like that. He ain't grow up in the neighborhood. You know what I mean? A black man walk up in his little cabin drawn with a hammer on him. Bruce scared. You know what I mean? Plus, Bruce got all the medicines and shit around, needles and shit. He might be looking for drugs. Like, Bruce ain't gonna look properly at Nick Fury. He's gonna be like, is this nigga looking for drugs? Is this nigga trying to rob me? Like, it's gonna be a problem. He gonna hawk up right away. So they sent the right girl to go get him. And then when Bruce was basically like, look, bitch, I know what you're doing here. I know you got the peoples outside. You ain't gotta worry. They ain't gotta be getting drawn to me. I control this Hulk shit. I'm in control of this Hulk shit. You know what I mean? He basically told her, I got control. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to see what y'all talking about. Because, it's time for me to get back to action. You know what I mean? I think that's the feeling he gave, that it was time for him to get back to action. You know what I'm saying? He wanted it. You know what I mean? I just really kind of got the feeling that Bruce wanted to go, because he was sick of just being there and just being like the mysterious doctor dude. Now, I mean, I think he wanted some action. I think he was kind of bored. And I think he was looking forward to getting back into the States, being back into, like, around people he know, people he loves, people he fuck with. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, he went. And then he got back. And didn't Tony test him? Didn't Tony poke him with a needle or something? Trying to, like, see if he can get all hawked up again. Like, that shit was crazy. But then we go into it. And Bruce was the Hulk. And, you know, Loki tried to set him up, all the bullshit. I don't really care about that because I ain't going into the whole story of the Avengers or whatever. He was the Hulk. He hawked up. He punched Thor in the face. He got away from the ship thing. He left. Bruce was gone. Now, they had a little fight. They get back to the final fight, and Bruce comes back, and Bruce is, he's willing to fight. And they're like, Bruce, you know, don't you need to hawk up? And he's like, oh, I'm always angry. I can hawk up anytime. And he hawks the fuck up. And he was fucking them aliens up, like, like, Hulk was smashing, right? But Hulk was still in the end of Thor. Like, even when they did the whole Avengers thing and they did the whole thing, they just said, Hulk, smash. You know what I mean? That's all they told him to do. He was in the end of Thor. He was a nitwit. Just a big fucking hitman for hire. Just Hulk, you just smash. Don't talk. You ain't part of the plan or nothing. Just Hulk, Bruce, shut the fuck up. When we need you to do some medical shit or do some smart shit, do your smart shit. But when we out here fighting, you shut the fuck up and Hulk the fuck up. And Hulk can just smash some shit. Hulk saved Iron Man from when he came back. Hulk fucked up Loki, did the bang, 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 bang. That was cool. Hulk was cool as shit. And Hulk was cool as shit the whole time. Throughout all of the movies, Hulk was cool as shit, right? But he was just a dumb Neanderthal hitman for hire. And Hulk didn't like that shit. Hulk did not like that shit. Hulk didn't like the way the motherfuckers was talking to him. Hulk didn't like that all he could do was smash. Hulk wanted to be a part of the situation, I think. I think Hulk felt like he wanted to be a part of the team. And then on Age of Ultron, when she fucking, what she did, Scarlet Witch fucking hypnotized him. She did that thing. She did that whoop, whoop, whoop to him and made him go crazy. I think that's where it started the whole Smart Hulk situation. I think her manipulating his mind while he was Hulk made Hulk realize that he can be his own entity. Made him realize, like, I'm a separate thing from Bruce. You know what I mean? Like, Bruce is Bruce, and I'm the Hulk. We separated. I think that gave him that mental thing. Because remember, Hulk the one who left. Hulk was not Bruce when he made that decision to fly away. He was Hulk. Remember, he was Hulk. So Hulk consciously made a decision to get the fuck away from these people. Because he was like this. Y'all not going to keep using me. Y'all don't invite me to dinner. Y'all don't even talk to me. Y'all like Bruce. Y'all want to invite bitch-ass Bruce to dinner. Y'all want to talk to bitch-ass Bruce. Y'all want to leave me out. Only time I could come is when Bruce is in trouble. I only can come out when Bruce is in trouble. And then when I come out, I be trying to talk to y'all. And y'all just be like, no, Hulk, shut the fuck up and smash shit. Tired of it. You know what I mean? Hulk was tired of that shit. They was bullying him, kind of. Just bullying Hulk. Just saying, Hulk, you a big dumbass. All we need you for is to fuck shit up. And they know he love fighting. They know Hulk love fighting. So it's like, when Hulk come to talk, it's like, Hulk, oh, we got to fuck that shit up. And they know he can't resist it. So he going to go fuck this shit up. But then after he fuck this shit up and he come back, he wants to talk. And then that bitch going to turn him back to Bruce. The sun's going down. The sun is getting low. The sun is getting low. Turn back to Bruce. Turn back to Bruce. We want to talk. But we want to talk to Bruce, not you, Hulk. Fuck you. Turn back. Hulk felt that shit in his soul, his body, his mind, his spirit. But he couldn't do nothing about it because he was dumb. He didn't know how to communicate. He just said, stop, bitch. But he couldn't say stop, bitch. He didn't know what that meant. He's stupid. All he knows is smash or not smash. He didn't want to smash Scarlet. He probably did want to smash Black Widow. I'm taking that back. Hulk wanted to smash that shit. But you know what I mean? It's a different kind of smash. You know what I'm saying. Y'all know. Y'all know, but I'm just saying. So then she brought Hulk back down. The sun is going low, and Hulk turned back to Bruce, and Bruce is out there, and Bruce act like he don't know what the fuck happened. He act like his little Hulk dick wasn't getting hard when she was rubbing his hand, telling the sun going low. He's just going front. Hey, yo, hey, guys, I'm back. What did Hulk do? Hulk got hard. Hulk was trying to fuck, bro. You fucked it up. You know what I mean, Bruce? You think you slick, dog? You think you slick? So, you know, that's what happened. And then everybody got mad. Everybody got mad about the Smart Hulk. But I didn't get mad about the Smart Hulk. I didn't even get mad about the whole Hulk situation because I understand. Because I got a brain. I understand. Because when y'all talking about, oh, Hulk got beat up by Thanos and Hulk got bitchy, no. I don't read the comics, but I do know that the more you fuck Hulk up, the more madder the Hulk gets. The more you fuck Hulk up, the more adrenaline flows through his body. The more you fuck Hulk up, the stronger, the bigger, the badder the Hulk gets. So when y'all say, oh, Bruce, oh, Thanos beat the shit out of Hulk and made him bitch up, no, that's bullshit. That is bullshit. Okay, so let me explain this something to y'all as to why Thanos beat the Hulk up and as to why that whole Hulk-Thanos situation happened. Okay, first of all, Hulk didn't want to be Bruce never again in life. When Hulk crashed on that fucked up planet in Thor Ragnarok, right, he was Hulk the whole time. And you know how they kept him Hulk the whole time? Because he had to fight. And Hulk loved it, dear. All Hulk had to do was fucking fight all day, every day. Hulk just had to come out and fuck some shit up. And people had signs of him, faces of him. Hulk, Hulk, we love you. They didn't say Hulk smash. They didn't treat Hulk like no bitch. They didn't try to bully Hulk. They loved Hulk. They had Hulk signs. They built statues of my man. They was Hulk loving him. He was loving him. Valkyrie was there. She was friends with him. She was getting Hulk drunk. Hulk had on a little shorts, almost had his dick out a little bit. He was in the pool. Remember, Hulk was in the jacuzzi. Hulk was chilling. Hulk was loving his little Hulk life. He learned how to talk regular. Hulk was having motherfucking conversations, bro. Right? Right? And everybody was like, well, if Hulk was so cool, how come when Thor, if Hulk was so conscious at that time, how come when Thor came out, Hulk wanted to fuck Thor up? Hulk definitely wanted to fuck Thor up. If y'all look at the MCU, Hulk don't like Thor. Thor was always the one that challenged Hulk. Hulk knew he could fuck Iron Man up, piece of shit. Hulk knew none of them fucking Avengers could beat him. Captain America, none of them, they was pussies. Hulk knew he could beat on their ass. Thor was the only one who kind of challenged them and shit. So when Hulk saw Thor, number one, it made him think, oh, this pussy is back and he trying to fight me. He didn't know Thor was captured. He didn't know that they was forcing Thor to fight. He come out there, he see Thor and he's like, oh, pussy, you still want this work? I left you on Earth, my nigga. You following me here? You still want to fight? Hulk was like, okay, player, we're going to get this shit on. And then also Thor represented him going back. Thor was what he left. He left. He was already an Avenger. He left the Avengers. He said, fuck the Avengers. So when he see Thor, it's like, oh, shit, this motherfucker here to fight or this motherfucker here to take me back. Even one I ain't doing. So let's go. Let's go. And then he fucking rumbled Thor. And then he was in his joint. Thor came to come talk to him. And he's like, yo, Hulk is like a fire, Thor. You bullshit. I beat the shit out you. I'll do it again. Like, fuck you. And Thor was like, Hulk, we got to escape this place. And Hulk was like, no, nigga, I'm chilling. Got my dick out. You know what I mean? Valkyrie comes in here. And we don't know what him and Valkyrie was doing. We don't know. She might have been, yeah, I mean, Hulk might have been tapping that. She don't like Bruce. But Hulk was different. They different. Hulk, and she's a fucking Asgardian, so she could take that Hulk dick like a champ. You know what I mean? She probably was taking it like a champ. Hulk was probably like, man, I'm out here, I'm drinking, I'm talking. Don't you hear me talking? Then you see me in that jacuzzi, Thor? Then you see me in that jacuzzi? I be in the jacuzzi, I be drinking, I be talking, I fuck on bitches out here, bro. Like, I ain't going back, bro. I ain't going back. But Thor tricked him, Thor suckered him, Thor got him to go back, and then what happened? What happened? He went back in the spaceship. He was fucking around. He saw Black Widow. What happened? The sun's going down. Sun's getting low. Getting low. The sun's getting low. Turned that motherfucker back to Bruce. Now he back as Bruce and he mad as shit. And Bruce is like, oh, what happened? Acting like he don't know what the fuck happened. Bruce, you conscious. You smarter than Hulk. How the fuck Hulk know what the fuck happened? And Bruce didn't know what the fuck happened. But Bruce smarter than Hulk, right? So get the fuck out of here, Bruce. You knew everything that was happening, bro. You couldn't get back out. And then once you got back out, you try to act like you ain't know. Like, what happened? Where's the Hulk? Like, get the fuck out of here. You know. You knew what happened, bro. Because Hulk knew what happened. That's why he didn't want to come help your bitch ass when y'all got back. So here's my theory, though. So Bruce did all this shit. And Hulk didn't want to come out. See, everybody think Hulk didn't want to come out after the Thanos fight. Everybody think, oh, Hulk didn't want to come out because of Thanos, right? But remember, Hulk didn't want to come back out in Ragnarok neither. Y'all forgot about that. When Bruce was in Ragnarok, Hulk did not want to come out. You know why? Because Bruce was in control of Hulk before. Why in Avengers, when every time Bruce wanted Hulk to come out, what'd he do? He just Hulked up, right? He could do it on his own, right? In Ragnarok, when they was in that last fight, Bruce couldn't even Hulk up. Remember? He was in the spaceship. He was supposed to fight with them when they was fighting Hela that last fight, when Hela had that big-ass dog. And they was like, yo, Bruce, we need your help. And Valkyrie was looking at him, and she was like, how the fuck is this bitch-ass nigga gonna help, right? And he was like, you'll see. And why he didn't Hulk up in the spaceship? Because he knew already. He knew Hulk wasn't gonna come out like that. So what did he do? He jumped out the ship, put his life in danger, because if I die, Hulk dies, right? So he jumped out of the spaceship, hit the ground, bam! And didn't Hulk up neither right away. Hit the ground, had to lay there for a few seconds. Only reason why Hulk came out, because Bruce was about to die. Bruce was laying there dying, and Hulk was like, if this motherfucker die, I'm going to die too, so I got to come out. And that's the only reason why that motherfucker Hulked up. He ain't Hulk up because he wanted to help Bruce. He Hulked up because Bruce, dumbass, jumped out the spaceship, hit his fucking face on that little fucking rainbow bridge, and was about to be dead. And Hulk wasn't sure if he would survive if Bruce died. So he Hulked up. And then once he Hulked up, you know my man going rumble. So Hulk Hulked up, and he got his rumble on. But did he turn back to Bruce? No. Did the sun go low again? No. He stayed Hulk. He stayed Hulk after that fight. He stayed Hulk when they was in that ship. He was still Hulk when Thanos showed the fuck up. He was planning on staying Hulk. He wasn't trying to go back to no fucking Bruce. Hulk was planning on taking that body the fuck over. That was his goal. That was his plan. Okay? And then here's the thing. So Thanos, right? Here's why Thanos beat Hulk up. Hulk ain't never been trained. Hulk is not like Iron Man. Hulk is not like Captain America. Hulk is not like Black Panther, none of those motherfuckers. Hulk never been trained how to fight because Hulk never had to been trained how to fight. Hulk could beat fuck everybody up who he fucking fought. He was just strong. He was just brute. He could fuck everybody up. Nobody couldn't touch him. So he didn't never get trained. That's the difference between somebody on the street going to fight a boxer. That's the difference. Thanos was a trained fighter. Thanos was a warrior. Thanos was a soldier. Thanos fought his whole life. So Hulk went in there with just his brute, Hulk smash, and Thanos was boxing his ass. Did y'all see it? Thanos was hitting him with the ones and twos. Thanos was sticking, moving, bobbing and weaving on Hulk's ass. Hulk don't know nothing about that shit. Hulk can't fight. Hulk can't fight. Hulk was the big nigga on the block who couldn't really fight, but beat everybody up because they was a little bit scared of him, and he was stronger and bigger than him. But if you would have got a nigga like me on his ass, pop, 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 I would have showed him something. That's what Thanos did. Thanos was like, yo, Hulk, man, you can't even rumble, dog. You strong, but you can't rumble. And so Thanos gave him the boopity-bop, big boop. And for real, Hulk would have got up. Y'all not understanding. Hulk would have got up. Yeah, he had to take a little break. Yeah, he was knocked out for a second, but he was going to get up. And when Hulk would have got up, Hulk was going to be stronger and wiser. He would have been like, oh, this motherfucker ain't playing. This motherfucker got the boopity bop bop. He would have came up with another strategy. But he definitely would have been, he would have been more angry because he already got beat the fuck up. And he would have been stronger because they said that the aggression progresses. So Hulk would have been stronger if he would have got up. So we don't know. Hulk might have got back up and beat Thanos' fucking ass. We don't know. Okay, because Heimdall sent Hulk down to the earth. He sent him back. He said, phew. He used the fucking rainbow thing, the fucking ball, the Belfast. The ball frast, the bit frast, the frast, the frast, the frast. You all know what it's called. I can't think of it right now, but the Belfast Bridge. I think it's called the Belfast, but whatever. The Frost Bridge. He used that thing, sent him down, sent him back to earth. You know what I mean? So now I feel like, and I could be wrong with all of this shit. This is just my interpretation, my theory, my process, my brain. I could be wrong with all this shit, but this is my brain. This is how I think. And fuck you if you don't like it. I don't care. This is me. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that when he got sent back on the Belfast, the Balfrost, the Belfast, the bridge, the Rainbow Bridge shit, and he came back and he was Bruce again, Hulk knew that shit happened. And Hulk was like, hold up, man. Y'all just gonna let Bull knock me the fuck down, not even let me get back to fight him. I was just about to get up. I was just about to get up and give Bull some more of this business. Like, he was about to get some more of these hands. Like, I wasn't playing. I was extra angry. My strength was getting extra more. Like, I could beat Thanos, man. And now, y'all, it's like when a boxer get beat up and he sit on that stool. And he's like getting his composure back together. And he's like, yo, man, I know he fucked me up that round, but I could beat him. And then he turned around his corner and threw the motherfucking towel in. And he'd be like, why y'all throwing the towel? Why y'all throwing the towel? I was ready. I still had some more shit left. I was still, man, fuck y'all, man. That's how the Hulk was feeling, bro. The Hulk was feeling like the referee prematurely stopped the motherfucking fight, dog. Yeah, I looked like I was knocked the fuck out, but I wasn't. I got up at 9. I got up at 9. I beat that 10 count. Y'all cheating like shit. That's how the Hulk felt. That's what was going on in his head. He wanted to get back in that motherfucking ring. But now he come back down to earth. He back down on earth where he don't want to fucking be. He around Iron Man, Tony Stark, who he don't like. He around fucking what's his name? The magic ball. Doctor Strange, who he don't even fucking know. And he back in Bruce's bitch-ass body. He don't like none of that shit, right? So now when Bruce is like, oh, shit, Hulk, I need you to come out. I need your help. Hulk like, fuck no, Bruce. You ain't about to keep using me. I was out. I was chilling. I was having a good motherfucking time fucking motherfuckers up. You put me back in this shit? Then y'all stopped the fight on me and Thanos? Y'all threw the towel in on me and Thanos? Y'all let the referee prematurely stop my rumble? Y'all making me be back in this bitch-ass body. I'm done with this shit. He wasn't bitching. He wasn't telling everybody, no, I'm scared of Thanos. He was telling Bruce, fuck you, Bruce. You're not about to keep using me, my nigga. Fight your own self. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens when they fuck you up. Because that's what they're going to do. They're going to fuck you up because you a bitch for real. And I'm not going to keep coming out and protecting you. I was living my best life. Y'all didn't have to come to that other planet and come fuck with me. Thor didn't have to come save me. That bitch didn't have to be in that car going, the sun is low, the sun is low. And y'all didn't have to fucking throw in the towel on me and Thanos' rumble. So y'all say Hulk was being bitchy. I said Hulk had enough, man. I said Hulk was pissed the fuck off, dog. He ain't want to be involved in that. He was like, fuck you, fuck this, fuck that. I'm pissed off. And so that was the deal. So now y'all mad at Smart Hawk? Y'all mad at Smart Hawk? So now Hawk was done. He wasn't coming out. So in Infinity War, Hawk wasn't there the whole time. And guess what? Guess what? Them motherfuckers lost. Thanos wrecked shop. Thanos won. Thanos did what he said he was supposed to do. Everything worked out. Then y'all come back 5 years later and Bruce is the Smart Hawk because Bruce figured it out. Bruce had a conversation with Hawk inside his head. Hawk said, no, Bruce. He said, Hawk, why the fuck you didn't come out and help me? Infinity War. And Hawk said, Bruce, you was a bitch ass, man. You always only want to bring me out when you fucking getting beat the fuck up, dude. I want to come out sometimes on my own. Then he's still mad at Bruce because he know he was about to get his dick wet and Bruce fucked that up. I mean, Hawk was about to get this fuck on, Bruce fucked that up. He hates Hawk. I mean, Hawk hates Bruce, you know what I mean? So Bruce said, what if I let you come out all the time? Hawk said, cool, well, what you going to do? And Bruce said, you know what, I'm going to mix, I'm going to be with you. Like, we're going to come out together, we're going to be a team. And Hawk was like, all right, cool. So now you're going to be strong and you're going to be green and big. But I'm going to be the brains and we're going to be smart too and people going to like us. That's why Hawk was so excited when the kids was liking him. He was posing and shit. He was excited. He liked being liked. He liked being cool and shit. He liked being out. I don't know if he got his fuck on because Bruce corny as fuck. Bruce can't get no bitches. So, I mean, I guess Bruce would have had to like act like he was Hawk. Or he could give, could he turn it back over to Hawk? Like when he went out to the club, did he turn it back over? Like, all right, when we get in the club, we're going to be Hawk so that we can get some bitches. Because Bruce, your corny ass ain't getting none. We don't know. That could have happened. Hawk could have been smashing for real in the bar on the bitches. Y'all don't know because we ain't see that part. We ain't see Hawk getting his pussy on. Y'all don't know. Y'all don't know. We only saw him when he was like being Bruce. You know what I mean? It's the only time we saw him. But we don't know what the real deal was. But so that's why I appreciate the Smart Hawk because it had to be done because Hawk wasn't going to come back out no other way. So we were just going to be done with Hawk in the MCU. Hawk was just going to be out of the MCU. We were never going to see Hawk again. We was going to see bitch ass Bruce the whole time, like, just talking, just going, I did an experiment. I mean, nobody wants to see that. We want Hawk to smash some shit, even though in Endgame, he still didn't smash no shit up. But then they showed you too. They showed you too. They showed you that Hawk is just as strong as Thanos. When Hawk had the Infinity Stones, right? And Hawk said, nobody, none of y'all bitch asses can't snap this shit. They was like, who's going to snap? And Hawk was like, get that shit to me, yo. Y'all bitching. And he snapped that shit. All it did was fuck his arm up. Hawk was still cool. He just had his arm in a little sling. What'd it do to Thanos? Thanos was like, yo, the second time I snapped that motherfucker, it almost killed me, dog. Almost died. Thanos was sitting there looking like a bitch. He ain't even want to rumble. When Thor and them rolled up on Thanos after he snapped that shit the second time, he ain't even want to fight, dog. He was laying there. He was just like, I'm done. I'm fucked up. This shit almost killed me. Hulk snapped that shit, and Hulk just put his arm in a sling and was still ready to get busy. So y'all telling me Thanos was that much stronger than Hulk? No. Iron Man snapped that shit, and what happened? Tony Stark died. He snapped that shit, and he died. Okay, and then it's the other thing. Why I don't like all of y'all talking about how Hulk got beat up by Thanos. Thanos beat up Captain America, Thor, and Iron Man at the same motherfucking time. Y'all ain't call them bitches. Y'all ain't say they was bitchy. Y'all ain't degrade them. Y'all ain't talk shit about them. All three of them motherfuckers got beat up by Thanos at the same time. Thanos ain't had no stones. Thanos sat there and said, "What's up, pussies?" They walked up on him, and Thanos was like, "What's up? I'ma fuck y'all up." And then I'm going to get the stones, and then I'm going to fuck y'all whole world up. Right to their faces and beat all three of their asses. All three of them. And y'all ain't call them no bitches. Y'all ain't say nothing about them. Y'all is just, y'all either racist or y'all fucked up. Y'all just biased on the Hulk. The Hulk was a bitch because Thanos beat him up, but Thanos beat up all three of y'all other heroes. Y'all don't say shit. It's cool. It's cool, though. And Hulk, with one arm, even though after he was fucked up, when the whole thing collapsed, Hulk saved him. Hulk had raccoon racket. Rocket Raccoon and the other motherfucking Hulk was holding the whole fucking shit up over them, making sure they didn't get fucked up. With one arm, Hulk was still strong as fuck. Hulk was still strong as fuck. Y'all gonna disrespect him like that? Y'all gonna disrespect my man just because he got smart now? Y'all don't like him now because he's smart now? Y'all don't like him now because y'all can't bully him? Y'all can't use and abuse him no more? That's the bullshit. I love the Hulk, man. The Hulk is my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. You know what I mean? That's the Hulk, man. Stop disrespecting him. Put some respect on his name. And then y'all did the whole She-Hulk thing. I didn't like the She-Hulk show. I thought the Seahawks show was kind of corny. I thought Seahawks was kind of corny, but I did like how they incorporated Hawk into it. I did like how he had the little thing on where he can like make sure he calmed down and change and be Banner. I do like that. I do like how he was trying to teach her how to fight. And she tried to get husky on him. He had to show her something like, bitch, I'm still stronger than you. Like, don't play yourself. You know what I mean? But I love the fact that he was like, how is you controlling yourself? Like, I could have did all that experiment, all that time I took to try to control myself, when I could have just did it like how you doing it. I like the fact that he was a little bit jealous that she was able to control herself from the jump, from the rip. I did like that, but I just didn't like that show. And I like that they got scarred, because that proves my theory that Hawk did get his fuck off. I said Hawk was fucking over there, did I not? And then they came back with Scar, vindicated. Hawk was getting, and that's the thing too. You made Hawk leave Thor, you made Hawk leave his bitch. He had a bitch over there. You made him leave his bitch to come back to Earth to fight for bitch ass Bruce Banner. Hawk had a lot of reasons to be pissed off and not come the fuck back out, dog. Okay? Now he got Scar here, and Scar is his son, and I'm going to see where they go with that. I don't really like that too much, but I like the fact that they proven that Hawk was fucking. Hawk was fucking. I like that fact. So they got Scar here, and we'll see where they go with that. Then I heard that they might be planning on doing World War Hawk. They might be planning on doing an actual World War Hawk. That's going to pop. Hawk going to go back to be, he going to be in motherfucking beast mode. We going to wait and see on that, but I heard they might be doing a World War Hawk. I heard they were trying to do that, but I did this episode to say that maybe y'all need to think a little bit more deeper than how y'all thinking. I did this episode to say that Hawk ain't no bitch, and stop calling him that, because if he ran up on you, you wouldn't be doing shit. You wouldn't say it to his face, you know what I mean? Stop playing with my man Hawk. Put some respect on his name. All three of y'all. And the three I'm talking about is Thor, Iron Man, and fucking Captain America, even though Iron Man's dead now, so, you know, not him. But anyway, Thanos fucked all three of them up, and they didn't do nothing. They just got beat the fuck up. They needed help. Hawk rumbled him by himself, and yeah, he lost, but y'all threw in the towel too early. The referee stopped that fight before that fight was the fuck over. I do believe that. You know what I'm saying? And that's it, bro. That's it. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with the Hawk. I'm looking forward to maybe if the multiverse brings back a different Hawk, like a crazy Hawk, or Hawk Maestro, Maestro Hawk, World War Hawk, whatever. I'm down for it. I'm all with it. And I like the smart Hawk. And don't be talking about they nerve talk. Where else was Hawk going to go? Was Hawk going to be the dumb, big-ass Neanderthal for the whole motherfucking MCU? No, so they had to do something. Or y'all wanted to see Mr. Fix-It. Y'all wanted to see Hawk in the fucking suit. And tie with the hat on being a monster. Y'all wanted to see that shit? Is that what y'all wanted? You see what I'm saying? They said they're going to introduce General Ross. He's going to turn into Red Hawk soon, sometime in the MCU. I want to see that shit. I want to see the Red Hawk, because I'm telling you, if they bring in the Red Hawk and he fights with the Green Hawk, shit's going to get vicious. Green Hawk's going to get vicious. Don't act like Bruce don't know how to get, like Bruce ain't going to channel no anger and know how to fight, especially when Betty going to be involved, because Betty's coming back too. If they coming back with General Ross, they coming back with motherfucking Betty. So Betty going to be involved too. And Hawk already know what pussy feel like now. Hawk going to be like, oh, that's my bitch, yo. I could probably fuck Betty. Shit. He going to have that cock strength. Yeah, shit. Hawk going to do some motherfucking damage. Okay, so put some respect on Hawk's name. Put some respect on the Lisper podcast. Put some respect on Bigger Cook, the leader of the Wolf Pack. You know what I'm saying? The price is up on that too. Put some respect on his shirt. Put some respect on Lovely Customs. Look, he put the wolves in the glasses, bro. There's wolves in the glasses, bro. So put some respect on Lovely Customs. Put some respect on Lisper, Hawk, Bigger Cook. But look, the hello is down the sleeve. Hello. Put some respect on all of that shit. Go buy some shit. You ain't getting this. Like I said, you're not getting this. But you can go order some other shit or buy some other shit from her. You know what I'm saying? You can go listen to Bigger Cook. She got some bomb-ass music. You can go listen to her. She's the future of hip-hop right here. I'm calling it right now that the future of hip-hop is Bigger Cook. And there's some other ladies, too. CZ Baby and some other girls, too. The future of hip-hop is going to the woman, man. The bosses got titties. I said it before, I'll say it again. The bosses got titties now, bro. That's, and we just have to live with that, bro. Stop being male chauvinist pigs and just know that these ladies is doing their fucking thing. And we just got to admire that. We got to accept it. We got to roll with that shit. Because these women right here that I'm seeing is the future of hip hop. For real. For me. For me. Y'all can have y'all own opinion. But with that being said, I'm out of here. Shout out to the co-host who couldn't make it today because he wanted to be rumbling with me last night, get me in trouble. Shout out to my nigga Starscream is here. Starscream, he shows up every week. Shout out to my guest appearance by Freddie. Freddie made a little guest appearance. Hey, Freddie, say bye.
Come on, Freddie sent you.
That's right. Freddie sent you. Y'all see my mans. And that's it. Y'all have a good one, and I'll see you next time.